Okay. Ready?
Yes, I guess so. Man, I'm still packing from dinner. Oh, that was good.
It was fantastic. It seems to be a theme every time I come over here. It's an awesome meal. And once again, the meat that you smoked was absolutely fabulous.
I will not waste a good meal on the kids, Jim. So I save them for when you and Kim go over and we make something good.
And I'll tell you, we love it. We had the smoked ribs today. And you did use the Lafroig this time, too, didn't you?
I did. What I did was I just dry smoked them over Jack Daniel's wood chips.
Oh, so we had a double whiskey.
I had the Jack Daniel's wood chips I had left over from the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I used those and I smoked probably for a good 2.5 hours. I just smoked the 3 racks of ribs we had. Big racks of the St. Louis cut pork ribs. And then took some Lafroy and some apple cider.
Mm.
And I wrapped the ribs up in foil and I poured all that over the top of them. And I sealed it and it was nice and soaking wet. And I slow cooked it about between 210 and 220 probably for the next 6 hours,
mm-hmm.
all wrapped in foil. And by the time I pulled it off the smoker, the bones were falling off of the ribs.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was amazing. By the way, welcome to Hopscotch.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
And so am I. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
And okay, so we're going to take another stab at a scotch.
We're going to try something different this time.
Yeah, we've never had this one. This is from Speyside. Look at the color. I mean, we talked about in the first episode, Oban.
Yeah.
Having such a great copper rich
Auburn,
color.
Yeah, nice red.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of reminded me of the Oban, kind of reminded me of a nice red, like an amber ale. This looks like dark caramel. That's a very nice, deep color. Very, very rich color. I like the way that looks.
This is Gordon and MacPhail, Mortlock.
You know what it almost looks like? It almost looks like a maple syrup.
Don't get me started on maple syrup.
I know you're not a fan.
Well,
but
no, I'm embarrassed. Because my whole platform for years and years and years, as long as you've known me.
Jim, we've had breakfast every Sunday for years. I have never once seen you pick up any sort of syrup-infested pastry.
No. I have campaigned and lobbied hard against maple syrup. And
well, that's because of your distrust of Canadians.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is your whole rub against the maple syrup, eh?
I hated it. I just hated the taste of it. I hated the smell of it. And
wow.
Kim made me French toast, and I said, all right, I'll try it.
And?
I do like maple syrup.
You do, Sam? I am like
I
maple
do.
Syrup?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, it's real maple syrup that makes a difference, which is what I've heard my whole life, too, but I didn't trust anybody.
Well, yeah, you can't, you know, real maple syrup doesn't position. Come out of a lady's head.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, so this is a 15-year-old that we bought, and we cannot wait.
Oh, I can.
To open this up.
So, why don't we open that up, Jim? Ooh.
Cork?
Just from the cork, you can get a strong scent out of this bottle.
Yeah.
Very different than the last one.
I agree. This one is very strong.
Wow.
Let's pour.
Oh, yeah. It's fairly fruity.
A little bit of a sweet smell to it.
Fruity smell?
I'm not getting any smoke.
I'm getting a touch of, like, iodine-y.
Thank you. I was picking that up, too.
Just a touch, though.
Yeah.
It's, like, high in the nose. It doesn't burn, but it's got just that inkling of it wants to. And this is the color is amazing.
This is the color that it tells me I'm going to like it. It's very warm.
Oh, wow.
I like it. It's a bit stronger than what we've had lately.
I'm going to have to take another sip of this, Jim. Wow, that's a great taste. I like this a lot. It's got a little tang to your tongue when you first touch it, but it's
and the heat right out of the glass, you know, into your mouth, it's warm.
It gives you the feeling of, like, the cinnamon ball, you know, like that little burn on the tongue.
Yeah.
But this one's a little tougher breathe. I mean, you can't...
It is, but it's got a very long, very warm finish to it. I'm still feeling it. It's not so much a burn.
It's not so much a backdraft as it is a steady heat.
Yeah. You know, I'm feeling it deep into my chest still.
Sometimes you take a shot of a hot whiskey and, you know, yeah. Can't breathe, or it creeps into you and
it bites you back.
And then it bites you back. Yeah. This one bites you all the way down, but not to the point where you're not pounding your chest. So this is interesting.
This is very interesting. The open that we had, I'm going to say, is a bit smoother, but it doesn't have the bite that this has. This isn't a very big bite, don't get me wrong.
But it's also got a sweet taste to it.
It does.
It's funny how we likened it to maple syrup before, because it's got a sweetness that a good maple syrup has. Very tip of the tongue, front of the mouth, very sweet, almost coat your teeth. And that's how it looks, and it's kind of how it tastes. And this gives you that drop of maple syrup sweetness.
Yeah, it doesn't have a maple flavor.
No, it's not
We're
a maple
not
flavor.
We're comparing just, this to that maple that flavored sweetness. Crap no, that they have. It was a Crown Royal or whoever has a.
Oh, whatever. I wouldn't even try it.
But this.
It's really hard to describe this flavor. And you know, you said you didn't detect any smokiness, but there's a hint of smokiness in this taste.
Yeah, a bit in the taste. You're right.
Wow. I guess.
I don't smell it at all, though.
I can't really put my thumb on what it actually is. It's strong taste.
It is a strong taste.
I love the finish on this.
I do too.
You can maintain the taste in your mouth while you get the finish. Yeah. A lot of times that doesn't happen.
No.
I don't think, not that I would drink a scotch this way anyways, but you can't take a hard shot of this.
No.
Because this will suck your air if you drink too much at a time.
Yeah.
This is a perfect sipping whiskey.
This is a nice after dinner one. I think this is a little overbearing, don't you, for a meal?
This could be a either after or before, or, you know, cocktail hour. But, like, the Oban was a nice...
Actually, that was a nice after-dinner
mild after-dinner drink.
Okay. Smelling a little bit more now. Maybe I do smell a little bit more smoke now.
I taste the smoke.
Yeah. Is it caramel? Could that be what I smell? I'm going to go with caramel. I think there's a hint of a caramel to the nose.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Judging from this color?
Looking at the color, yeah.
Yeah. I could see that.
This is not a cheap one.
No?
At our favorite liquor store, it's $63.
Yeah, and what's the name on the box there?
Gordon and McPhail.
Gordon and McPhail. Now, that's the distillery, correct?
That's the distillery, right.
The whiskey itself is
the whiskey, it's called Mortlach.
Mortlach.
Mortlach. Mortlach.
This is a winner.
This is a 15-year-old, definitely a winner. And it's aged in oak casks. I don't get any overpowering wood flavor, but I'm sure it's just all blending into this complex kind of flavor. I think this is the richest color yet of anything that we've had.
Yes, this is, you know, what I would call the darkest scotch we've enjoyed. I would kind of liken this to one of the, something like double-aged, you know, like a port cask, that little sweetness. It doesn't have that same flavor, but it's got that same type of extra sweetness to it. You have that smoke and that regular whiskey bite, but you also have a nice finish and a nice sweet flavor to it to take some of that bite off. So it counterbalances its full flavor with its soft sweetness.
And smelling it again, I am getting a little more of the wood and a little bit more of the smoke. It's not overpowering, but
no,
I don't know if it's just me picking these out as the minutes go by, or...
I think it's got to do with you tasting it as you settle down and taste more and more of the...
Get over the initial...
The flavors, right.
The initial sensation of that warmth as soon as it hits your mouth. Well, I don't know what else we can really say about this. You have a sip or two. You try it again. You get something a little different. What are you getting now?
It's still hot on the nose.
Yeah?
It's still... Fruity.
I'm getting less of the fruit, more of the smoke, and something else. And I'm going to call it caramel.
Okay. It's the sweetness. That you call it caramel, I say it's a sweet smell. It's not,
more complex.
It's not a bubblegum sweetness. It's a more rich, like a...
Rich. Rich is a perfect word for this. From the color.
I'm almost going to say...
To the flavor.
You say caramel. I might say vanilla.
I think you got it.
Mm.
I was struggling with the word caramel. I think you just nailed it, Bill. There's a lot going on in this glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's fun about this?
The whole thing is fun.
Oh, yeah. 20 years ago, you could put this amount of whiskey in a glass in front of me and I would never taste it. And now...
If I drank it 20 years ago, all I would get is that...
You yes, get the afterburn.
I get the kick in the hit. Gut and the burn down my gullet.
And it would be like, oh!
The burn wasn't so bad. It was the bite that you get after.
Mm.
They say scotch is an acquired taste.
Yeah, you grow up to this. You don't,
you know, exactly.
You don't start here.
No.
Mm-mm.
This is a treat.
Yes, this is...
This is an expensive treat, but this is a treat.
This was worth the price. This is too good. The more I taste it, the more I like it.
Yeah, I agree. And I keep tasting it. And I keep smelling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps unfolding.
You know what I love about this?
More and more.
I want to take tiny little sips so I can get a nice little tastes over and over and over again. And it stays on your lips. And this is very tasty.
I'm starting to get some of the vanilla in the flavor.
And it works all the way around. I can see where you say caramel. It's good stuff.
The more I drink of it, this complex flavor, it just keeps revealing itself.
Yeah, you know what? There's not even a little bitter to this.
No, get past the iodine-y smell. The more you drink it, the more you experience it. The more you experience it.
Again, it's almost like candy. Not the sweetness that you can't stop.
Yeah.
There's a reason this is the highest rated whiskey in my app right now. It's because it's that complex, it's that full. You get a color like this, it's hard to be let down by the taste. I think this is about all we can do with this whiskey.
So until next time, thank you for listening to Hopscotch.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
Don't mind if I do. This scotch is fantastic. Scotch is better than the show.